Boston police have arrested a Dorchester man for a double murder that happened earlier this month. He's due in court today. Despite the arrest for relatives of murder victims whose killers have yet to be caught, yesterday's Mother's Day peace march in Boston went on with heavy hearts. WBUR's Simone Rios was there and has this report.
More than 1,000 people marched from different Boston neighborhoods into the heart of the city, carrying images of young blacks and Latinos, almost all men, their dates of birth and death printed below. At Madison Park High School in Roxbury, three young hip-hop artists from East Boston share verses about their lives.
Violent stabs like the tip of a dart. Take any community and just tear it apart. Don't doubt what you have. The past is the past.
I grew up in a bad neighborhood, but everyone around me made it look like it was good. And our memories there was not perfect, but we all knew that was really just worth it.
Shot go off, another man's body rap. Street listener, through the wickedest times, a rare species, one of its kind. I used to see in my people behind.
In order, that's Abraham Caban, Chad Williams, and Kamari Jones. For Jones, one way to stay safe is to lead a positive life, though that's not a guarantee.
If you want to indulge into something that's dangerous, you're going to get a dangerous outcome. If you want to indulge into something that's good, you're going to get a good outcome. But at sometimes, you could be at the wrong place at the wrong time and something happened.
And for Caban, the answer to his anxiety over violence is in hip-hop.
I live in Eastie, and like I've heard about like stabbings near my house and everything. And like I'm trying to take what I feel, and I try to put it into my music because my emotion speaks my words.
The teenagers were among the performers yesterday at the 22nd Annual Walk for Peace. The Mother's Day March summons the memories of all the people taken by violence in the streets of Boston and seeks healing for those affected. The event took place after Boston police announced they'd charged 28-year-old Wilvin Geedy with two counts of murder. Saturday's arrest came 8 days after Geedy allegedly killed two people in the Mildred C. Haley apartment complex in Jamaica Plain. The victims included 58-year-old Claiborne Blair and 23-year-old Chris Joyce.
When we work together, we truly can stop evil.
Boston Police Superintendent in Chief William Gross took a moment from chatting with peace marchers to speak about the arrest. He says it resulted from cooperation with the community.
Even community support, like we hope you get someone, even spreading the word, if you saw something, say something, all that, that's what I mean. The community did say enough is enough, let's go, let's make a change.
Wilvin Geedy is scheduled to be arraigned this morning. That's good news for the families and friends of Blair and Joyce. But for the parents of murder victims whose killers are at large, the absence of that kind of news is a source of deep frustration. That's according to Federico Brown. He's a father of five children. His 27-year-old son, Brandon, was murdered in Dorchester in 2016. With the second anniversary coming in July, Brown is still waiting for answers.
It could have been solved in 3 days, but unfortunately, it hasn't, you know. But
you still have hope that it will?
Oh, definitely. It would mean getting a bad apple off the street before he does it again.
Brown marched with his wife, Monica Haney Brown, holding a picture of their late son and thinking about how to root out the violence that plagues the city. The challenges are many, but they say there's a simple place to start.
You got to start at home.
You know,
people who see their kids doing certain things and they're not paying attention to them. You look around for the gun in your child's house, you know. Care about what he's doing. Ask questions, you know. Don't be afraid of him. When you're afraid of your child, there's a problem.
The group that organizes the march, the Lewis D. Brown Peace Institute, aimed to raise $400,000 yesterday. Advocates say they hope to expand their work interrupting the cycles of violence and working with those affected on both sides to do so. For 90.9 WBUR, I'm Simone Rios.